Hello, San Jose Central. I wish I was there in person.
Yes.
You know, we got to do this Zoom thing. So, you know what? We'll take what we can get, right?
Yes.
Yes. I have a lot of love for all you people. You know that, right?
Yes. Yes.
You know, my heart is there with you.
Yes.
Amen. Let's pray one more time before we get started. Can we pray one more time? Let's pray. Loving Father, we come before you, Lord. Your children. Lord, I am unworthy to speak, but Jesus is worthy. Cover me, Lord, with his righteousness.
Amen.
May he be lifted up and may I decrease. We need your Holy Spirit, Lord. Teach us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, it's amazing how God works. His timing is impeccable. The Sabbath class this morning is going to kind of tie into my sermon. Has anybody read the sermon title?
Yes.
I'd like to get some interaction when I speak. Amen. Yes, Joe, you're out to lunch, whatever. The sermon title is Hollywood Gospel. Mm-hmm. What comes to your mind when you think of something like that? Hollywood Gospel.
Superficial.
It's superficial. You know, it's fake. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting what is actually happening. And when the scripture we read, 21, that almost sounds like something from a fiction. God's going to dwell with his people. He will create everything new. This sounds like a Hollywood script. You ever heard the saying, it's too good to be true? Have you ever heard that?
Yes.
This almost sounds too good to be true. God is going to live with us. He's going to make everything new. Absolutely incredible. But here's what's interesting. In life, it's crucial that we understand this, church. In life, there's two directors. Did you know that? There's two directors. Let's go to Revelation chapter 12. Let's go to Revelation chapter 12. And we're going to go down to verse 17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He went to make war. Now here's what's interesting. If you go up a little bit before that, it says Satan caused war in heaven. We know this as Adventists.
Yes.
What Satan did, and I catch this, church, what Satan did in heaven, basically in a nutshell, if I could put this a different way, he said, there's a new director now. The director that's been running the show, God himself. No, I have a better script for you. I have a better play for you. The director that has been directing you has got the play all wrong. I have a direction that I will take you where you will be truly free. I'm going to submit to you today that the first Hollywood director was Satan himself in heaven. Did you catch what I just said?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Satan himself in heaven said there is a new director and it is me. Absolutely mind-boggling. The way this is all coming together and when we really see what's going on behind the scenes. So Satan came to this world. He went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. I have a question. How does Satan make war? Are you going to see tanks rolling down the street? Are you going to see, jets flying over your house saying, I'm Satan? No. Is someone going to march through your front door with guns saying, I'm Satan, I'm with his army?
Mm.
Is that the way it works? What is the agenda of this director? Because we got to remember, he says he has a better play than God. You've heard of the drama of life, haven't you?
Yeah.
We're all in it. We're all going to play our part in the drama of life. Every single one of us. So Satan's strategy, the director, get you to believe a lie as truth.
Mm-hmm.
What did I just say? Get you to believe a lie as truth. He mixes truth with error is what he does. And he pawns this script to the masses. And they take it and they follow the script to the letter.
Mm-hmm.
The great deceptive director is trying to lead the masses. But we have a true director too. Who is the true director?
God.
God, and through what? The power of his Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Through the power of his Holy Spirit. Go with me to Revelation 16. Revelation 16. I'm going to go down to verse 13. We're trying to, we're going to get this together. What is this Hollywood director trying to do to humanity?
Mm-hmm.
Revelation 16 down to verse 13. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of devils. We mentioned that in the Sabbath class about working with the wizards and witches and all this kind of stuff. For they are spiritual devils working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth to gather the whole world together down to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Here's the script. Here's the script of the great arch deceiver director. They are spirits of devils working what? Miracles.
Miracles.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This power is going to use miracles. I don't know about you, but a lot of people seem to be, they are just, they flock to miracle services. I don't know if you've seen that. I'm sure you've heard of Benny Hinn.
Yes.
All these miracle evangelists and everything. People are flocking to these miracles. My question is, who's behind it?
Satan.
The true director?
Yeah.
Or no. The deceptive director?
The
Who
deceptive.
Is behind it? Now, here's the question. It says the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. We have to understand, church. We have to understand. Who is the beast? Who is the dragon? And who was the false prophet? We know the dragon is Satan. We know that. We know the beast is the Roman papal system. Now, who was the false prophet? I hear someone say it in there. Don't be shy.
Mm-hmm.
Apostate Protestantism. Did you catch this? The
yes.
director has put this play together and is pawning this false gospel off to the masses through Satan, through the Roman papal system, and apostate Protestantism. Absolutely incredible. I have a question for you. Which director are you following? Wow, did I just say that? That's pretty harsh, Joe. That's pretty harsh. You know what? We need to ask ourselves that. Did you hear what I just said? We need to ask ourselves that. Because the truth is, when it's all said and done, the masses are going to be following the wrong director. They're going to be following a Hollywood gospel. A Hollywood gospel. Go with me to 2 Corinthians. I'm going to make this crystal clear to us so we get this, brothers and sisters, where are we at, what we're living in, and what is really going on. 2 Corinthians. We're going to go to chapter 11. We go down to verse 14. 2 Corinthians. This is, I'm keeping this biblical. 2 Corinthians 11, 14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Stop. Stop. Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Do you realize that's exactly what happened in heaven? This deceptive director said, I have a better way. I have a better light. Follow me. Mm-hmm. You catch that? And one third, church, one third of these highly intelligent angels said, yes, we believe you have meant more light. Isn't every religion saying we have light? Huh? Don't they all? We have the light. We have the light. Follow us. You don't run into any religion, any church that says, you know, we're deceived. Follow us. That's not the way it works. Everybody's claiming they have the true gospel. Absolutely mind-boggling. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his, catch this, church, if his ministers, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that Satan has ministers? Mm-hmm. Did you read that for yourself? The Bible says Satan has ministers. Wow. My question is, what are they ministering? Come on, church. Help me here. What's that?
They're ministering people.
They're ministering people. Yes. But what is their agenda? These ministers of Satan, what is their agenda?
Yeah, to destroy.
To destroy? No. Yes. No. Yes.
To deceive.
Absolutely. Mm. To deceive, yes. Let me tell you the cherry on top of the pie, as they say. They want to minister a false gospel. A Hollywood gospel. Mm. Even think of the state of the dead that we talked about during Sabbath class. You think about that. That's rampant. Is that biblical truth or Hollywood?
It's a Hollywood.
Yeah, you got it. But it says now catch this. His ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness. It's crucial we understand this. It comes in the facade, in the veneer of righteousness. Mm-hmm. That the way we are leading you, church, is right. Mm-hmm. Do you see what's happening? This is serious, serious stuff. And I mean serious. Because the masses are following a Hollywood gospel by the master director himself, Lucifer. Did you catch that, church? Wow. Satan himself is directing the script. But you know what? Praise God. God is greater. God is also directing. Amen. And he has a script. Mm. What is God's script? What is it, church?
Truth.
God is
truth only.
Yeah, he is.
What is his script?
The word, the Bible.
I heard a couple say, come on, speak up, church. Help me here. God's
the truth.
Word. God's word is his script.
Yes. The word is truth.
But we have a problem. We have a problem, Houston, as they would say. All the people that are deceived in this Hollywood dilemma, they have the Bible too.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got a Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So why are so many people following this Hollywood gospel if they have the Bible too? Can we bring some reasoning out of this? How did we get here?
Personal interpretation.
I have someone say personal interpretation. Yeah. You know how we get here? Mm-hmm. You know how we get to a point where so many people are following so many different Hollywood gospels? Here's the problem. Are you ready, church?
Mm-hmm.
Here is the problem. When the Holy Spirit is showing you from the Word of God that something that you had perceived in your mind, maybe the way you were raised, what church you went to, it can be many different factors come into it. But it is shown from the Word of God that what you have been taught, that what you believe is not spiritually, biblically accurate. And we deny that truth is how we get in this dilemma.
Mm.
The Bible says they receive not the love of the truth. Therefore, God led them to believe a lie.
Yeah.
Did you catch that, church?
Yes.
So when God brings something to you and it is supported by Scripture, by the conviction of the Holy Spirit, and you reject it, I am telling you, you are heading for a Hollywood gospel.
Mm.
Are you with me, church?
Yes.
Yes. Mm. Let's go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, chapter 4. 2 Timothy, chapter 4. Second Timothy. Get to the right scripture here myself.
One and two.
Catch this. Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. Verse 3. Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust, they shall heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned on to fables. Do you catch this?
Mm.
God is saying there is a time coming where they want to hear a Hollywood gospel. Live as you want. Do as you please. Doctrine doesn't really matter. Let's all get together, sing Kumbaya. We're all on our way to heaven.
It says in verse 2 to preach the word.
I'm going to get to that one. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned onto what?
Fables.
Mm. Onto what? Fables.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That's where we're at in 2021. People want a Hollywood gospel. Wow. Absolutely mind-boggling. Second John. Go down to, make sure I got the right scripture. Second John. Second John. My phone's having a hard time pulling it up here. Catch this. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. This right here is a powerful statement. Church, this is powerful. We come to the point now where people think doctrine doesn't really even matter anymore. As long as we give each other a hug, we say we love each other, you know, doctrine, come on, quit with this doctrine. It's divisive. It's divisive. Don't tell me about the right state of the dead. Huh? Doctrine is so important in these last days that we have built our foundation solid on the Word of God and the doctrines of the Bible. Satan is trying to steer people away from doctrinal truth. That's right. Would you agree, church?
Yes, yes.
Yes. You know, this is how bad it is. Speaking about Hollywood gospel. History Channel just had a presentation a while back. And they were supposedly following the Bible. Did anybody see this presentation? It was big time and it actually had millions of viewers. And the History Channel was putting this presentation about Bible truth. It was absolutely disheartening what they were putting out there as biblical truth. Now, this is mainstream media portraying to the world gospel truth. Mm. And I call it Hollywood gospel truth. It was the furthest thing from the truth. And yet it was on mainstream media like it's truth. Wow. But you know what's even more interesting than that? Can I take it home to ourselves? Can I do that, church?
Yes.
Sometimes we like to write our own script. We like to write our own script. We're like, God, can I do this? And you know what? I know your word says that, but I feel this way about this situation. Lord, I think you're okay with it, right? I mean, you said this, but you know, I want to do it this way.
Yeah.
We write our own script. And you know what happens? Can I share what happens with us when we write our own script?
Yes.
You know what the Bible says? You reap what you sow. We have to make sure we are following the divine script of God's holy word. Because if we're not, we're going to fall into the Hollywood gospel. I'm going to read something from the Spirit of Prophecy. This is from This Day with God. I want you to listen to this. This is absolutely amazing. We're hearing about a lot of centralizing nowadays. Things coming together. The common good. Have you heard that? The common good. Yeah, listen to this. The central power of the earth is a demon.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yep.
Whoa. Did you hear what Ellen White just said?
Yes.
The central power of the earth is a demon. Now, we would think God, wouldn't we? As Adventists, no. God is the central power over the heavens. He's trying to work in this earth to bring people out of this demon-led false gospel mentality. Are you with me, church?
Yes.
Amen. The central power of this earth is a demon. His throne is in the midst of the world. Where should have been the throne of God? Where should have been the throne of God? Yep. He has been patronized by the church, for the church has been conformed. Now, catch this. Catch this, church. She says the church has been conformed to the world.
Yeah.
She says the church has bought into a Hollywood gospel, if I could word it another way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And then she says, why? Because God gives us counsel, and he just doesn't leave us hanging. He tells us why. You want to know why? Sure you do.
Yeah.
Is living in a world in transgression of God's holy law.
Yeah.
That is the problem. It's a free-for-all out there. You realize? You can find a church that basically will cater to anything you want. You do know that, right?
Yes.
Whatever. We'll cater to whatever you want. Doctrine? Don't talk about doctrine. You know, listen to the band, jump up and down, you know, scream, whatever. We're being moved by the Spirit. Furthest thing from the truth. Brothers and sisters, my heart is burdened. And I mean burdened for God's people. And for people are out there that have bought into this Hollywood gospel that are deceived. Do you realize God is counting on me and you?
Amen.
Yes.
He's counting on us. God is counting on us. I'm going to read something else from the Spirit of Prophecy. Now, this is from the Great Controversy. Page 585. Listen to this. There is envy and surmising, hypocrisy, estrangement, humiliation, strife, betrayal of sacred trust, and indulgence of lust. The whole system of religious principles and doctrines which should form the foundation and the framework of society seems to be a tottering mass ready to fall to ruin. Did you catch that?
No.
She says the whole thing is just a big tower of cards, if I put it in the modern vernacular, ready to crumble.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she says. These are powerful statements from divine inspiration. And if we heed God's counsel, we won't be deceived. I mean, how serious is this, Joe? I mean, really? You're getting kind of extreme here.
Very serious.
You think? Go with me to Matthew 24. Matthew 24.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here. Matthew 24. My phone just messed up on me. Okay,
I'll have it right here.
Get my Bible.
Matthew 24.
I'm good. Satan doesn't want me to keep going here, but you know what? God is greater. Matthew 24. I go through a phone because it's faster to get to because I use a lot of scripture. Matthew 24. We're going to go down to verse 1. Matthew 24, 1. Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, do not see all these things, or surely I say to you, not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? Now catch what Jesus says. Jesus answered him, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and will deceive many. Stop. Catch this, church. Jesus, the disciples come up to Jesus, and Jesus, this is mind-boggling what he tells them. First thing he tells them is the church that you go to is history. What? What did Jesus just say? Jesus just said the church that you go to is history. Now, catch this, church. The anti-type and type is incredible. Is there a call today that churches have fallen? The churches are history? Come out of her, my people.
Yes.
Wow, isn't that interesting? A parallel. Jesus says the church you go to is history. And the second thing, don't let no one deceive you. For many will come in my name. Mm-hmm. In my name. And you know what they're going to be promoting? A Hollywood gospel. That's where we're at. Romans. Let's go to Romans 16. Romans chapter 16. That's why I use a phone. It's so much faster. Romans 16. I'm going to go down to verse 17. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them.
Wow. That's true.
That is a powerful statement. Let's read this again.
Yes. Well, avoid them.
Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause what?
Divisions.
That cause divisions. Wow. Do we know anybody that causes divisions? I'm sure all of us know somebody, but the truth is we still have to love them.
Yes.
We still have to love them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
I urge you, brother, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. God is saying this is so important. We need to stand on the scriptures and the doctrine of God's holy word. Because if someone comes at you preaching anything contrary to the doctrine of the Bible, don't even give them Godspeed. That's all. This right here is a hard saying right here. Would you agree, church? There comes to time, amen, brothers and sisters, where you need to stop listening to someone that is trying to feed you a Hollywood gospel.
Amen.
You know why? You know why God is so passionate about this? You know why I'm so passionate about this? Because your eternal destiny hangs on it.
Amen.
We cannot get this wrong. We cannot. We have to be 100% sure that what we believe, what our foundation is directly built on the Word of God.
Amen.
Jesus said there's only two people in life, one that build on the rocks and one that build on sand. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to say something, brothers. In 2021, brothers and sisters, we need to understand this. In 2021, we need discernment like we have never needed it before. I am hearing stuff and seeing stuff that are you kidding me? People are being tossed every which way. They don't know what to believe. But you know what? God has called us for a time such as this.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, God has called you for a time such as this.
Amen.
God is counting on us to preach, to share the true gospel and not the Hollywood gospel.
Yes.
God is counting on us. 2 Thessalonians. If you could find it quicker for me, I'd appreciate that.
Right there. It's right there.
I use it?
Yep. 2 Thessalonians.
Okay, we're going to go to 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. We'll start on verse 1. Are we there? Are we there, church? This is powerful. We need to read this for ourselves. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, starting in verse 1. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you, not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled by the spirit or by the word or by letter as it is through the day of Christ that come. Let no one deceive you. Let no one deceive by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away come first and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Do you realize what this just said, church? Mm-hmm. Do you realize what this just said? Yeah. God is saying the director of the Hollywood gospel himself will be directing. Satan himself, exalting himself above God. Do you realize we are there? Satan is directing the script of the masses of the religious world. This is mind-boggling truth. It says, unless there comes a falling away first. Falling away from what? Doctrine. Falling away from truth. Falling away from the Word of God. What did Peter say? They would want to hear basically fairy tales. Tell me about the tooth fairy. Whatever. It's absurd what people believe nowadays. Absolutely absurd. I was at one of my properties that come up on weekends. I live across the street from a church. Anyways, I go there because I have a burden for those people. The call is Babylon is fallen. Come out of her, my people. And I become friends with the pastor, and he was giving a sermon, and he was talking about the rapture, how they're going to wake up. Basically, it could happen any time. We're going to be whisked away, and there's going to be 7 years of tribulation and all this kind of stuff. And I was just sitting there going, Hollywood gospel. Hollywood gospel. But I've become such good friends with him, I could talk to him on the real. And he says, Joe, he said, this is what he told me. He says, Joe, you know why I listen to you? I'm like, what? Because most Sunday pastors, sad to say, they don't want to hear it, you know? This is what he told me. He says, Joe, I listen to you because what you say makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, the truth makes sense. But anyways, I said, that sermon you preached today, I said, it all sounded so good. He's all, really? I said, yeah. I said, but there's just one problem with it. And he's all, what's that? I said, it's not biblical. He just kind of, really? I go, yeah, it's not biblical. He goes, what do you mean? And I took him to scriptures. I took him to scriptures. Mm-hmm. And he didn't look at me and go, Joe, you're out to lunch. You know, you're treading on my ground now. I'm the pastor here. You speak where you speak, but now you're on my ground here, Joe. You've crossed the line. He was actually open to what I was saying.
Amen.
And I've been going there, and he was preaching another sermon. I was talking about Babylon. I go, you know, that was a good sermon on Babylon. I go, where'd you? He goes, I learned that from you, Joe.
And
really? So we have influence over God's people that are in Babylon. Yeah. Are we trying to reach them?
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we have people like Amber's friend. So many people that are caught up in this Hollywood gospel, this worldly way of thinking. God is counting on us to reach them.
Yes.
Let's go to 2 Peter. 2 Peter. Can you get that for me? 2 Peter. What with this phone? Go to 2 Peter. I like a lot of scripture. We're going to go to 2 Peter. And we're going to go down to chapter 2. We'll start in verse 1. Catch this. 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 1. But there were also prophets among those people who even there will be false teachers among you who secretly bring in damnable, destructive heresies, even the denying of our Lord who bought them and bring themselves swift destruction. Did you catch that?
No.
They will bring in what? Destructive heresies.
Yes.
Destructive heresies. A Hollywood gospel. Wow. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Chapter 3. Now catch this, church. Chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. We'll go down to verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the work that therein shall be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conduct and godliness?
Second Peter,
chapter 3, verse 10. We need to read that again, church. We need to read that again. We can read that again. This is a powerful scripture.
Yes.
Let me read it again. Second Peter, chapter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise. Well, that gets rid of the secret rapture. We can throw that out of the water. With a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in shall be burned up. That does not sound like a sneak rapture to me.
Mm-mm.
No. Let's keep it scriptural. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of person? Here's the key here, though. Here is the key. You can know this and still be lost. Here is the key right here. What manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conduct and godliness? See, you can, now church, you can know the right day, you can know the right doctrine, and still be lost.
Yes.
You might say that's a powerful statement, Joe. Do you realize the Bible? This is amazing. This is amazing. You know, Hollywood gospel. There's a thing that comes on in Hollywood, and it's called the Oscars. Has anybody heard of the Oscars?
Yes.
I see some hands. Have you watched the Oscar? Can I see some hands? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. What are you doing watching that? I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Remember it.
Yeah, I got you. You fell for the trap. See how easily we are deceived? But anyway.
I watch him before, Joe, but not anymore.
You cleaned that up. If you did, I'm just saying that. I'm just saying. But here's what's interesting. Now catch this, church. What do they get? They get a statue of a little golden man.
Yes.
Now catch this, church. Catch this. Satan knows what he's doing. Hollywood gospel. Satan knows what he's doing. Where in the Bible do we see a statue of a gold man?
Nebuchadnezzar.
Uh-huh. They all bowed down and worshiped that little golden man. Now, isn't that interesting that Hollywood gets all these people and they're bowing down to this little golden man that they get?
Yes.
We never thought of it.
Do you see how deceptive this is?
Yeah.
Now, I have a question. Why are they up there fluffing their feathers? Look at me. I got this little golden man. What is the real driving motive behind it? Because that's what's happening in these last days. We have to understand the Hollywood gospel. Self. I got a church right here with me. Self-exaltation.
Yes.
That's what it was all about. And you realize the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 that in the last day, people will be lovers of themselves.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. It's happening all around us.
Mm-hmm.
So, the million-dollar question. The million-dollar question. Whose gospel are you following? Because we're all following one or two gospels.
Yeah.
You're either following the Hollywood gospel or the true gospel.
Yes.
Revelation 14. Revelation 14. Revelation 14. Let's go there, church. Revelation 14. Mm-hmm. I'm getting there. Give me a second. We go down to verse 6. Revelation 14, verse 6. Then I saw an angel flying in the midst of heaven, having everlasting gospel.
Amen.
Now, it didn't say having the Hollywood gospel.
The everlasting gospel.
It didn't say, this is not the Hollywood gospel, brothers and sisters. This is the true gospel.
Amen.
Preach to those who dwell on the earth, and every nation comes saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him who made the earth and the sea and the springs of water. This is very, 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 very important we understand this. When it comes to the true gospel, Satan knows that creation points to the true God.
Yes.
And this true God that created everything stepped down from the throne of the universe and died for you and me.
Yes.
Satan knows this. That's why he hates the true gospel. That's why the Sabbath is so important. It points to creation. And as the mind drinks in the beauty of creation and the absolutely mind-boggling wisdom of the Creator, when we look at his creation, and then we realize for ourselves that this God that created all of this values me more than it all, and he came to die for you and for me.
Amen.
The everlasting gospel. The everlasting gospel, the true gospel.
Amen.
The God of creation. The God of creation died for you and me.
Amen. Amen.
And amen.
He wants us to live with him forever. You see, brothers and sisters, every time the Sabbath rolls around, it is a landmark in time till we could stop and look and say the God that created all this loves me.
Amen.
Amen.
And he wants me to live with him forever. Amen. Satan does not want people to understand this. That's why the Hollywood gospel is so rampant. And the people need to hear the true gospel.
Amen.
And all of these doctrines that are in the Hollywood gospel, they put God in a false light.
Amen.
They put God in a false light. Verse 8, and there another angel followed saying, Hollywood, Hollywood gospel is fallen. Can I put it that way?
Yes.
Can I put it that way?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's basically what it is. God is saying, Babylon, Babylon is fallen, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. God is saying this Hollywood system, this Hollywood gospel has fallen. Would you agree with me, church?
Yes.
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 The whole thing in the end of time, brothers and sisters, the whole thing is going to, at the end of time, is going to boil down to two things. And two things only. You either worship the true God, or you worship the Hollywood gospel and the false system.
Mm.
We're going to be in one or two camps.
Yes.
My question for us today, which camp are we in? Which camp are we in? And I could tell you right now, brothers and sisters, I know a lot of you listening to me right now, you know people that are in the Hollywood gospel. We do. God is counting on us to try to reach them. Because God loves them. That's why God is so passionate about the three angels' message. How does Ellen White put it? She says, nothing should consume our time but the three angels' message. Why? Why? Because the majority has been swept down in a flood of gospel that is being directed by Satan himself. It's a powerful, powerful, powerful truth. God is calling on us to reach out and to go forward and to proclaim the good news of a God that came to this world and died for them and help them understand the character of the true God. Because that is what's been obscured in this whole Hollywood gospel, the nature and the character of the true God. Brothers and sisters, I make an appeal to you today. What is our decision? Who are we going to follow? Are we going to follow the true gospel or a Hollywood version? I submit to you today, this is no time to play church. Mm-hmm. We are at the end. We need to study our Bibles like we never studied them before. We need to read the spirit of prophecy like we never read it before. We need discernment like we never had it before. This is it. We are on what I call the 2-yard line with a 2-minute warning.
Goal to go.
We're at the end, brothers and sisters. God is counting on us. I want to rededicate my life to him today, right now. Amen. Anybody else want to join me in this rededication? Raise your hands.
Amen.
Raise your hands. Let us pray. Let us pray. Loving Father, you've seen the hands that have been raised. Lord, we're living in a time like no other time in Earth's history. There's a false gospel out there, Lord, that has permeated every aspect of the religious world. But you are calling on your faithful people, your remnant people, to proclaim the everlasting gospel, the true gospel, the God of creation that stepped down from the throne of the universe to die for his children that he loves so much. Lord, help us to rededicate our lives to you today, to change our course, study like we never studied before, witness like we never witnessed before, pray like we've never prayed before, Lord. We're at the end.
Amen.
Bless everybody that's heard this sermon, Lord. Bless those out there. Bless our families, Lord. Help us to be found faithful when you come. We thank you for Jesus, and we pray in his name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, much love for you all.
Likewise, brother.
I look forward to see you in person.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, brothers. You all.